We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, Veg and Bracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. in Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente,
and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Chat Pingar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Chat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Syrian charitable organization celebrates reaching 200,000 children with an innovative learning program. In Eco News, a Swedish company makes vacuum cleaners from recycled refuse from the sea. In humanitarian news, an 89-year-old American woman shares her joy by giving music lessons to inmates. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 4th, distinguished British composer Benjamin Britten is remembered. Born in 1913 in Lowestoft, Great Britain, he passed away on this day in 1976. Mr. Britten composed significant works of symphonic, chamber, and choral music. However, he is particularly acclaimed for his operas. These include Owen Wingrave, which expressed the composer's peace-advocating beliefs, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Gloriana, and The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra are some of Mr. Britten's other famous works. For his exceptional talent, Mr. Britten received many accolades, such as becoming a Companion of Honor in 1952, a member of the Order of Merit in 1965, and being awarded the Gold Medal of the Royal Philharmonic Society. May brilliantly creative individuals such as Mr. Benjamin Britten continue to bring delight to enthralled music lovers of all cultures.
Lion News. Worst flooding in over a century sweeps Balkan nations. As heavy rains on Thursday, December 2nd, caused some of the worst flooding in more than 100 years, officials declare states of emergency in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Serbia, and Montenegro. With many rivers in the Western Balkans swollen, water bodies like the Drina, which runs along the borders of the three nations, rose to its highest levels in 104 years. Hundreds of residents were evacuated as homes were damaged or destroyed, including 200 households in Bosnia's Bijeljina, 600 people in northern Montenegro, and 140 in Serbia.
With floodwaters surging up to the second floor of buildings in some areas, rescue workers used rafts loaned by local tour companies to distribute food and water to thousands of stranded residents. Meanwhile, in Croatia, locals, firefighters and rescue workers placed sandbags in an effort to stem the flooding of the Neretva River as it rose to its highest level in 50 years, with 700 homes in the southern town of Metkovic inundated. Several villages in the nation's mountainous region of Lika were also rendered inaccessible except by boats.
With her deep love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if more help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist those in need. She also added that emergency funds are available as necessary.
Our earnest appreciation, officials and personnel in all countries working to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken residents. As we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather extremities be eased. As we strive to restore Earth's balance through our kinder, more conscientious steps on the planet.
Israel struck by largest wildfire in history. Driven by dry conditions and winds, flames that ignited on Thursday, December 2nd, near the city of Haifa in the arid Mount Carmel region of northern Israel, quickly spread, with a statement from officials on Friday saying that 41 people had perished, 36 of whom were prison service cadets traveling to evacuate two large inmate facilities. Others have been injured, some severely, with displaced persons including an estimated 17,000 residents as of Friday morning, as the fire consumed over 30 square kilometers of land and at least 1.5 million trees.
With Israeli firefighters working non-stop to keep the blaze from spreading, especially into Haifa, the government issued a call for international assistance, with swift responses from countries that include Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, Egypt, Jordan, Spain, the United States, and Turkey. With our deep appreciation for the selfless and courageous efforts of the Israeli and other firefighting personnel, we send sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones. Our prayers for the protection of humans and wildlife alike, and that humanity's greater consideration for the environment helps alleviate such tragedies as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Third African-European Union summit hailed as a success. The two-day summit, hosted in Tripoli, Libya on November 29 and 30, brought together government leaders from 80 countries representing a total population of 1.5 billion people. During the meeting, the European Union pledged to donate 50 billion euro towards Africa's development over the next 3 years, as attendees also voted to adopt the Tripoli Declaration, highlighting their commitment to furthering bilateral relations between the two continents. In addition, the action plan of the joint African-European Union strategy was also agreed, which details the nation's alliances in 8 areas, including peace and security, democratic governance and human rights, regional integration, trade and infrastructure, millennium development goals, climate change and the environment, mobility and employment, and science, technology and space. As he commended the accomplishments of the two-day event, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso stated, Africa and Europe now have a new joint program with a list of priorities that will mark the future of our relations.
In my first statement in the summit, I quoted a very old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together with others. And this is precisely the message. Let's do it together. Africans and Europeans, I believe that if we remain together, we can achieve great progress for the benefits of our peoples.
On avance dans la bonne direction.
Our respectful accolades, all participating delegates, for your fruitful meeting. May heaven bless the momentum achieved by your efforts with flourishing benefit for all people across the African and European continents.
Live Vegetarian Congress to be broadcast from the United Arab Emirates. The first ever Middle East Veg Congress will be held on Monday and Tuesday, December 6 through 7, at the Dubai International Exhibition Center, with the public invited to engage in an interactive exploration of the plant-based lifestyle.
Organized by the Middle East Veg Group, or ME Veg, and endorsed by the Dubai Health Authority of the United Arab Emirates, the event is providing 2 days of seminars, workshops, and video telecasts with experts from around the world, along with rejuvenating veg cuisine.
Speakers include expert researchers, health professionals such as the esteemed Professor B.M. Hegde of India, a cardiologist who has developed innovative approaches to wellness, environmentalists, farmers, and others, like behavioral psychologist and TV personality Zalfishan Hasib, who will also be hosting the event, and Nils El Akkad, CEO of Organic Foods and Cafe, the largest enterprise of its kind in the region. They will be sharing knowledge on a broad range of topics that include organic agricultural success, the inner communication of animals, and the meat-free lifestyle in the Middle East. In addition, specially invited guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai, will be speaking via live video conference on being a vegan, environmentally sustainable food choice, followed by a question and answer session with attendees. With our appreciation to the Middle East Veg Group, the gracious government of Dubai, and all others assisting this special event, we look forward to this eye-opening event to hear more about the myriad benefits of animal compassion and plant-based fare.
We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside the time in her busy schedule to share her views through this awareness-raising occasion. May the Congress succeed in promoting veg living that sustains the planet and all lives.
Viewers can tune in to the live broadcast of Supreme Master Ching Hai's speech and the question and answer session on Tuesday, December 7th at 4:30 p.m. in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, or 1:30 p.m. Central European Time. Multi-language oral translations of the conference will also be simultaneously available online at www.suprememastertv.com.
NASA announces discovery implying extraterrestrial life. On Thursday, December 2nd, a special news broadcast from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, in the USA, announced that scientists had found a type of bacteria on Earth whose DNA contains arsenic, saying that the substances defining life as we know it thus far include other materials, such as phosphorus, but never arsenic, as that is considered poisonous to most organisms. The researchers conveyed their excitement, since this clearly demonstrates that other life forms can exist. NASA's Felisa Wolf-Simon, who discovered the bacteria, along with a team from Arizona State University, stated, "I was taught as a biochemist that all life we know of is here so far, and if there's an organism doing something different, we've cracked open the door to what's possible for life elsewhere in the universe." Bravo, Ms. Wolf-Simon and Arizona State University colleagues, as well as scientists at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, for this exciting development. We look forward to further developments such as these that expand our knowledge about life throughout the magnificent universe.
Good Samaritans returned found cash as he and two other co-workers were putting up Christmas lights in Indiana, USA. Mr. Chris Moore found a worn manila envelope in the middle of the street, which he opened to find a good amount of cash and checks, but no indication of the rightful owner. Mr. Moore said he thought the money might have been someone's Christmas fund and sought help in returning it. With the help of employees from a local newspaper, the bank, and the police department, the envelope was soon restored to Ms. Caroline Truax, who said that the $533 in the envelope had been raised as part of ministry work to help the less fortunate and further the word of God. Ms. Truax believes this act of honesty was also a part of God's work and said, "We are just incredibly thankful to have the right people come along and find the money so shortly after it was missing. It's the Lord's money and He takes care of it." We join in appreciation, Mr. Chris Moore, for your open-hearted honesty, as we also thank all those involved for their efforts to help restore the funds to Ms. Truax. May you be graced with abundant comfort, love, and care this holiday season and always.
Save our planet. Discussions continue at United Nations Climate Change Conference. With the 15,000 participants of this year's International Summit now fully engaged, attendees on Wednesday, December the 1st, heard a report from the International Food Policy Research Center warning that climate-related food shortages and price increases are expected to lead to conflict and civil unrest within decades.
Moreover, current shifts in rainfall and global temperatures, as well as other factors such as population growth, foretell a future of lower crop yields and even failures that could cause a steep increase in food prices, as well as child malnutrition. The authors stated, "Reducing emissions growth to minimize the effects of climate change is thus essential to avoid a calamitous post-2050 future." Related studies from other scientists have shown that one of the most effective ways to cool the planet is through global reduction of meat consumption.
Members of Supreme Master Qinghai International Association continued their activities at the Climate Change Village to raise public awareness about the vegetarian solution to global warming during COP16 in Cancun, Mexico.
Mientras que realmente llegamos a un acuerdo global, en muchos países tenemos que tener esa conciencia de hacer cosas locales a través de los gobiernos regionales y locales, acciones concretas que nos pueda ayudar a la mitigación y la adaptación, ¿no? Y por supuesto esta comunicación o esto a través de los medios para la concientización de la gente y que empiece a hacer esos cambios desde sus hogares, ¿no? Una acción que hagamos diaria pues puede cambiar muchas cosas. Yo soy muy consciente de comer carne, no es muy bueno. Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar a nuestro mundo.
After testing delicious vegan food and learning about the damaging impact of meat diet, many people pledge to be a vegetarian at least 1 or 2 days a week. Those who say the best flesh receive a free B-Vesh Go Green to Save the Planet t-shirt as a gift.
I am visiting your stand and I find it very, very, very positive. And I would like that most people would try, at least to try to be vegan. In this way, I think that we can help our Mother Earth, yes, to be greener, to be cleaner, and to be safer. I will do that personally.
And if you try this, this is just delicious. You're showing us that it's possible to live a life without meat. It's definitely the way forward, in my opinion.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar al planeta.
Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico para salvar al planeta.
Supreme Master Television, reporting from Cancun, Mexico.
Our gratefulness all concerned delegates and participants who have come together for the United Nations Climate Change Conference. May your diligent efforts be successful in producing planet-saving outcomes.
In an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed the urgent need for all of humanity to adopt more sustainable lifestyles.
Moreover, global warming has resulted in many instances of documented extreme weather, leading to devastating crop losses and also dry food prices sky high. So if everyone turns to the plant-based diet, we have more food immediately and an easing of conditions like drought and flooding, with abundant harvest and food supplies quickly restored. So to return ourselves and our world to a more pure state, one where all beings can feel safe, protected, and loved, and where all humans walk the dignified way of the children of God, we have to stop the killing of innocent animals. Stop it now. Stop it now. And turn to the merciful way of life, the natural way of life that God intended us to live, which is the vegan diet.
Save our planet. Iranian researchers discover a simple way to produce biodegradable raw materials that can be used to make different kinds of disposable dishes, bags, and other packaging items using existing methods and equipment.
Save Our Planet, highlighting current consumption patterns that continue to deplete natural resources. The European Union's Fourth Environment State and Outlook report urges for an attitude change in managing resources more efficiently.
Save Our Planet. As one of the most bicycle-friendly cities in the world, Copenhagen, Denmark, is working to expand its bike paths into cyclist highways to ease current traffic and encourage more commuters to ride.
Hello, it's me, Clucky the Chicken, and I'm following a kind plant-based diet. I'd like to share a tip on keeping fit with your lovely feline friend. One way is to do sit-ups with a small flashlight in your hand. As you move to the upright position, hold your abdominal muscles tight and wave the flashlight beams back and forth for your adventurous cat companion to chase. It's a fun way for both of you to stay in shape. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In education news, a Syrian charitable organization celebrates reaching 200,000 children with an innovative learning program. The Green Team of Masser National Tours has involved the youngsters in the project to assist them in developing their creativity and talents. Sponsored by the Syrian Development Trust, a non-governmental organization, the group plans to bring the endeavor to all of the nation's youngsters between the ages of 6 and 15. Congratulations, Green Team, on your laudable commitment to the wonderful youth of Syria. May vibrant futures be awaiting each precious child with heaven's blessings.
In eco news, a Swedish company produces vacuum cleaners from recycled refuse from the sea. Electrolux AB of Stockholm is using pieces of plastic from the world's seas and oceans to create the surface of the 5 novelty vacuums. At the same time, the company is raising awareness about the large amount of debris in our planet's waters. The company also wants to bring attention to the need for more recycling of plastics on land. Electrolux has developed a range of green vacuum cleaners made from 55 to 70% recycled plastics. Our appreciation, Electrolux, for your innovative way of increasing consciousness about the state of our magnificent oceans. May sustainable practices be adopted by all to protect the invaluable ecosystems of our Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, inmates are delighted with lessons given by an 89-year-old musician. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more delightful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a responsible world. In humanitarian news, an 89-year-old musician gives lessons to inmates. Ms. Helga Hulse of Jamestown, New York, USA, has formed a choir at the Chautauqua County Jail. She said, "I've had marvelous experiences, and it's my wish to bring joy into other people's lives." Her students, who have named themselves Harmony Heights, are very enthusiastic and practice together whenever they can. Ms. Hulse carefully selects the songs to be inspirational and relevant to the choir members. She is working on extending the program to state penal institutions. Bravo, Ms. Helga Hulse, on your loving heart. We wish you much success in bringing your uplifting musical endeavor to many eager souls with God's abundant blessings.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Royal Suite.
Hotel receptionist. Okay, this is a large suite for you. It has a king-size bed and a queen-size bed.
Hotel guest. How about a prince-size and a princess-size beds?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Uniting Voices of the Earth, animal telepathic communicator Penelope Smith on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
That was so beautiful. I'm so happy I found this interview. Kichi from India.
Kind Kischi, it is great to hear from you. Animal communicators like Miss Penelope Smith can give us amazing glimpses into the incredible world of animals and the many gifts they bring to us. We pray all people realize the loving friends we have in the blessed animal kingdom. Heaven's manifold grace to you and the elevated people of India.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a grateful heart and celebrating spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following discussions between U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Belarusian Foreign Minister Sergei Martinov, an agreement is reached whereby Belarus pledges, with U.S. assistance, to dispose of all enriched uranium nuclear stockpiles by 2012.
The United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, provides 2 months of food supplies, including wheat flour and vegetable oil, to some 300,000 people across several provinces in Kyrgyzstan to help them through the winter.
The United Nations General Assembly adopts 6 resolutions for Middle East peace, including affirming the natural human rights of the Palestinian people, the UN's permanent responsibility to support peace in the region, and the two-state solution for Israel and Palestine.
Thanks to primarily U.S.-funded programs that offer assistance for the more than 17 million children in Africa currently orphaned or with families affected by HIV and AIDS, the stigma associated with the disease is being replaced with constructive support.
The European Union donates
5.4 million euro to Honduras for the purchase of seeds and farm equipment by 14,000 rural families affected by drought, as well as small farmers still recovering from a 2007 earthquake.
In a meeting with Mikhail Shmakov, head of the Federation of Independent Trade Unions of Russia, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin notes that over 1 million jobs have been regained in the country over the past year.
The U.S. Senate passes the Food Safety Modernization Act, which would increase resources to the Food and Drug Administration to reduce the risk of foodborne illness and better protect the nation's general food supply.
German researchers at the University Hospital in Essen find that acupuncture effectively treats pain conditions by halting the transmission of pain signals to the brain, along with stimulating the body's natural production of substances that reduce discomfort.
As heavy rains affect 56,000 people in the nation, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez welcomes 26 families in an emergency shelter set up in the presidential palace and orders the evacuation of other government buildings to use as temporary dwellings for the storm displaced.
Upon hearing this update, Supreme Master Qinghai offered to send $20,000 to help address urgent needs with her love and prayers. This amount could acquire $70,000 in items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Venezuela.
With a new ability to filter the light of brighter stars, U.S. astronomers discover that the total number of stars in the universe could be 3 times what was previously thought, bringing new understanding of galaxy formation as well as awareness of additional planets that could contain life.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.